The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Subis Daf Mem Vov. We have over here the Mishnah Amid Beis that talks about the schusim of a father in being mekabel his yicholus to be mekadosh or avzaka bebita bekedusha bekesef shtar bebir. What schusim a father has in his daughter? We have the whole sugya ahead of us. Which schusim he has in her if she's a ketana, which schusim he has in Naira, what the differences are. It sounds like the koyach of a father, if you read the Mishnah, the koyach of a father to be mekabel, to be mekadish and be mekabel kesef for his daughter is the same if she's a ketana or a Naira. Koyedim sheyotza mishusoy. She is in his rishus, legam, both if she's a ketana, both if she's a Naira. You look at the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam is in Ishus, Perek Gimel Halach Yud Aleph, as well as the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is in Eben Ezra Lamed Zayin. It seems clear that there's a divide between Ketana and Naira. There's two distinct halachas. Something that's not mavur in the Mishnah. The Lashon of the Rambam is Ho'av Mekadesh Bito Sheloi Lo Das Kol Zman Shehi Ketana. A father is Mekadesh Bito Sheloi Lo Das. It's based on his Hachloto. Kol Zman Shehi Ketana V'gam Kishehi Naira Harishus Biyodoi. When she's a Naira, he also has the ability. What's also? Why is there included in one Ha'av Mekadesh Bitoy Ketano V'Naira Shaloi Ladaz? What's Shaloi Ladaz calls Manchi Ketana? Stop. V'gam Kishi Naira Harushus Biyodi. It's like Harushus Biyodi V'Diyavet. It seems like somewhat of a different halacha, but this needs a hesber. What are these two halachas? Now, the truth of the matter is that in the Gemara in front of us, we have two psukim for these dinim. There's one pasuk that the pasuk has in the Pasha of Moitzi Shemesh, Biti Nosati Lisha. Azeh. What do you mean, Biti Nosati? You gave her? Yes, you gave her. The Gemara learns out that that teaches us that a father has a right to give her daughter, who's a ketana, over to a man, be mekabel the kesef kedushin. He is the sole arbiter on whether she's mekudeshes or not. There's another pasuk where the pasuk says, V'yotzo chino mein kosef, that when a girl reaches her Nairus, she reaches her gadlus. She goes out if she's in a relationship of being a shivcha. I'm sorry, not a shivcha. An omo ivri on the beginning of Pashan Mishpatim. She goes out. V'yotzo chinam ein kosef. The Gemara dashes ein kesef v'yitzia zu. Al yesh kesef v'yitzia cheres. That even though she's a gdoila and she goes out of the rishus ha'odoin, but she still has a hold on her, the father still has a schus on her to be mekadosh her despite the fact she's a gdela, calls man that she's a naira, another 6 months until she becomes a bageris. The two dinim, Rashi explains that this is really a utilitarian halacha. You, from the one pasuk, you would learn out only the smaller chiddush, ketana. From the second pasuk, you learn out even by a naira. There's no essential difference between the two of them. When you look at Taisus, B'Shem Rabbeinu Chananel, Taisus says that V'yotzachin, it's not just by process of elimination. We have a pasuk of his bitin asat l'shazet, it's talking about Ketana. So Memelo, the pasuk of V'yotzachinam is talking about a Naira. It's more than that. The V'yotzachinam is talking about Nairas. So now we could ask ourselves, Faker. V'yotzachinam ein kesef, al-v'yesh kesef lo'odin achem, ma'ini hu'av, tells us that the father has a schus in his daughter who is a Naira. So why do we need a pasuk of Ketana? If a father could be mekadosh his daughter, could accept kedushin on his daughter's behalf when she is a naira, isn't it poshut that he has more of a hold on her when she is a ketana? Why do I need the pasuk? According to Rashi, it's process of elimination. You'd have one pasuk, you'd say it's only about ketana. You need a second pasuk to teach you naira. Taisu says the pasuk of yotzachinam pshat is talking about a naira. So now, why do I need a pasuk by ketana? Now, let's add in there would be a mokum b'miyashu this kasha. To say that truth to be told, as far as the father's schus in the daughter, of course, if he has a schus in her benairus, he for sure has a schus in her bekatnos. But who says that ketana, who's not a bar yecholis to make any dinei Torah, she can't be koina, she can't be mekabel kedushin, she can't make a gerushin, she's not a mechuyevus b'mitzvos. Who says that there is kedushin in her bechlal? Nothing to do with whether the father has a koyach to be mekabel kedushin. Who says that there is kedushin in a ketana? Maybe that's why we need the pasuk. But l'chayre, that's not true. Because if the father would be mekabel, if we were to say that a father can't be mekabel kedushin for his daughter who's a ketana, only for when she's an ayah, l'chor, the definition of that would be that be'etzim the father is not cannot be mekadosh an issue. She has to be mekadosh herself. The father has some type of koyach, like a shlichus, like an apotropsus, on accepting, doing, deciding kedushin for his daughter. It would be like somewhat of a shlichus that he would have to do for his daughter, and that's why it would only be good b'nayra and not by ketana. L'chayra, if the father gets the money for the kedushin, that's a raya. That's not just that he's mekabel the kedushin on behalf of his daughter. That's telling us that the kedushin be'etzim is his chus. If it's be'etzim his chus, what's the difference if she's a nayra ketana? The father's the one who's doing. He decides the chalois is his. Why should there be a difference in nayra ketana? Why do we need two separate dinim? So l'chayra, what we would have to say is, based on a tremendous chiddush of the Sefer HaMakna. Makna is the classic Sefer from we have the Flon Ksubis, we have the Makna on Kedushin. The HaMakna has Kedushin in the back of the Sefer on Evne Ezer. And over there in his Kedushin, in Simon Lamed Vov, Sif Aleph, called the Kudra Zakman, he says an interesting Kiddush. We have the Dinim in front of us, the Sugis in front of us, that a father is Makabal Kedushin for his daughter. How is a father Makabal Kedushin? L'chayru, the Baal says to the father, Hare bitcho mekudeshes li b'tabazu kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. The father accepts the ring, the money, the shavapruta, whatever the case may be. He says, even though by the Mahamaknas Mechadish, even though normally in Isha, when she accepts Kedushin, she doesn't say anything. If I care, we have a whole sugya in the beginning of Kedushin. That might be problematic if she says, the husband is the one who decides, he does the Maisa Kinyan, and he says, Ariam Gudesh Asli, Bitabazu, etc. The wife doesn't answer back anything. Over here, the father can't just take the money or the ring that's being offered by the husband. What he has to do is he has to say, Kidashtiya, I am Kaddish my daughter, Lucho. Why? The Makna says, because the look of the pasuk as biti nasati liish, the lush of the pasuk is I gave my daughter as biti nasati liish azeh. In the regular model of kedushin, the husband is mekadosh liisha, the isha passively accepts the kedushin. The father gives his daughter. Where's the giving? Where's the act of giving? Obviously, he has to say kidashtia lecho. The shaila is what's the gather? What's the definition that normally kedushin, the woman is an, it's with her as kama. Mentally, she's a full participant, and mentally, it's totally in her rotzen. The Torah reckons with a kedushin, the Torah reckons solely with her das. But as far as the maisa kedushin is concerned, the maisa has to be done totally by the baal. That's only true when you're talking about a man and a woman. Man and a woman, she's the recipient, he's the doer. He creates the Kedushin with her haskama, the way the Ram says in the Dharm Lev Koftes. That's the way every Kedushin is called. But when you're talking about a father, the father is not the natural involved party in the Maisa Kedushin. The Torah is Mechadish, that a father is Mechadish, his daughter. So there he has to participate, he has to be part of the Maisa in order to create the reality of a Maisa Kedushin. And over there, since the pasuk says is biti nosati leishazeh, he's part of it. However, what we could say is, there's a mokum said in the Hamakna, that this halacha, this chiddush, is only true by ketana. Ketana doesn't have a yad for kedushin like we said at all. Ketana, the father is the one who has the power of kedushin, and the father is doch not the mekadosh. The father is not the natural party to Kedushin. The Torah gave him the ability to do on her behalf. He has to participate to create the Maiz Kedushin. He has to be a participant in it, and he has to say Nisatir Lucho. By a Naira, since we're not learning out of the Pasuk, is Biti Nisat L'Ishazeh, so it's a different halacha. It's Biti Nisat L'Ishazeh, it's by Ketana. By Naira, it's based on a monetary schus that a father has that he could do on behalf of his daughter. Who's Be'etzim the Mekudeshes? Who's Be'etzim the involved party? Be'etzim her. A Naira has Das. The father can represent her, like we said. Even though the father gets the money, that's a monetary schus, and it is his monetary schus to be Mekabel. He's not a shliach of his daughter, but he has the monetary right to her Kedushin, but she's the Mekudeshes. If she's the Mekudeshes, then there's no need for the father to say, Nisati Elcho, because all he's doing is he's representing her Koyach Kedushin from the monetary aspect. course he has a monetary to decide who he wants, not only to get the money, to decide who he wants to give her over to, but be'etzim, it's her kedushin that goes through him. Memela, he doesn't have to be participating in the ma'aseh, it's a regular kedushin where a baal's mekadesh an isha, and as long as the father is machlit who she should be married to, he has a right to be mekabel, he doesn't have to be a participant in the ma'aseh kedushin. What's interesting is that even though this whole discussion is in lamdas, by us in halacha l'maisa there's not really much to do with kedusha ketana, kedusha naira. There is one very interesting halacha l'maisa ramification of this whole discussion. Fascinating parallel to this din of ketana, that she does have a koach to be mekabel, she doesn't have a koach to be mekabel, is found in Choshen Mishpat in Reish Mem Gimel. Over there we're talking about who has a chotzer that if something, a metziah, would fall in. Imagine something which is hefker lands in a chotzer of somebody. Chatzeru shel adam kainu lo shalai midaitan. Chotzer, the Gemara says, is mitam shlichus, which means that the chotzer ki'ilu halachically represents a person. It holds on to a chefetz on behalf of a person. It's as if the person picked it up. His chotzer is his shlich to pick it up. That's only a person with shlichus. What about a kotn? What about a ketana? So the Gemara says that Kotna in le shlichus and le chotzer. But Ketana, we say that since she has a koyach, that her chotzer can represent her, could be mekabel or get for her. Now, it happens to be, we'll add in, that whether a whether a husband would be able to throw the get into her chotzer is a subject in the Sechas Gittin. And even though chotzer mishum shlichus, and normally a shlich is only b'tzayin shalom, over here, even if it would be bal korcho, the halacha would be the husband, himatzi timatzi, the husband could throw the get into the chatzer shel ishte, she's koina bal korcho. Now, what happens if he's married to a ketana? The halacha is he could throw a get in. Now, if she's a ketana and she's only a mu'ureses, with a father in a mu'reses, a ketana mu'reses, a naya mu'reses, still has chusim, whether the father could be mekabel to get, the father could certainly be mekabel to get for her if she's mu'reses. What happens if she's a naira? Bepashtus, a naira, we discussed in a previous shiur, Gabi Moitzu Shemra. A naira is already yotza m'shusa vio. If she's yotza m'shusa vio, the father cannot be the recipient of the get. He has no chusim in her, he has no right to hold on to something for, he does not represent her anymore. Still, Rashi is mechadish in Yevam is Daf Kuf Tes that a father can be mekabel the get of his daughter even though she's in the suah already when she's a ketana. It's partially not when she's a naira. She's legamri yotz mishu savir. She's ready in. She has already her own das, her own yad, like we just said. Reb Kivego over there is mitzayin. Rashi is a tremendous chiddush. Reb Kivego is mitzayin 5-6 places in Shas where Rashi says it, where other Rishonim disagree. But Rashi's opinion is that a ketana, since she doesn't have any yad whatsoever, somebody has to be able to be, he has to be able to be megarisher, so the father could be megarisher. What's the halacha l'maisa piece that we're talking about is the fact that since we're mechadish that a ketana has a chotzer legabe being the recipient of a get, once the Torah, the Gemara says, gave her a schus of some type of kinyan for her get, then her chotzer is a place that's ro'ui l'kinyonim, and if a metziah would fall in there, something that's hefker, somebody wants to give her something. Somebody wants to give a ketana, picture a young Iris, her father died, she's a ketana, an 8-year-old girl who's the legal halachic owner of an estate, and something is put over there. Imagine, let's say, there's a house, we'll give a case. A wealthy person passes away. His large house, his large palatial estate, we can look at it that it's controlled by his wife, but legally it's owned by his yoshim. Let's say he has one daughter. No sons. He has a daughter. The house is owned by the daughter. The wife, al pi tnoi ksuba, that we're going to learn about later in this parak, in the later prakim of Amon and Zoynis, can live in the house as long as she wants, but the house is legally owned by the daughter. Imagine, let's say, there's a simcha in that house, and somebody leaves behind something that they're eventually mafkir, to the point where that thing is a mitziah. Who's kind it? It's hefka now. Who's kind it? L'chayr, the girl who owns the house, is only 7 years old. Is she kind it? Chatzer shalodim? Ain't kind aloy when by a cotton. By a ketana, the halacha is the chatzer is kind it. So here the Shulchan Aruch paskens that a ketana has kinyan chotzer. That's the Gemara. Says in the Mukiyosim, and the Rambam brings it down lahalochu lamaisin simin reish mem gimel, that if that ketana has a father, since the father is her reshus, there she doesn't have a schus chotzer. The yad of a ketana is her father. This that a ketana has a chotzer is only im ein loav. Shach, the Nesivis argue, they say, this is taking things too far. The exact how and when it works by Kiddushin, by Gerushin, is not going to define what are the parameters of the Schus Chotzer Legabe Kinyon. But L'maisa, the Rambam paskens it, and Muki Yosef, it's Halacha L'maisa. So what's the Pshat? The Pshat is that a ketana, her chotzer is a place where she has a yad b'kinyonim. She's her own man. When is she her own man? How could you look at that as a reshus unto itself? Her reshus is only her father. So the way we say we understand that when a girl has a father, her whole mitzius of kinyonim, of transactions, of being part of a transaction, gerush and kedushin are all the father's. The father is the sole yad that she has. If she doesn't have a father, so she can't make kinyonim, but if there is any type of kinyon, any type of schools, any type of mas or matin of kinyonim, of going into some reshus, going out of some reshus, obviously that has to be done with her. Nobody represents her. She's her own reshus. Since that reshus does have a koyach, is capable of kinyonim in the mitzvahs of getting a get, it also has a schus of kinyonim, and that's takal of maisa. The Rambam is paskening that if this 7-year-old girl whose father is not alive, the 7-year-old girl, the father is not alive, will have something in her house, which is a mitzvah, she'll be kinder. But, let's say the house is not hers. Her father's alive. I'm sorry, not that the house is not hers. Her father is alive. Has she have a house, you want to know? She has a house because she yarshin from her mother passed away, and she yarshin her maternal grandparents. In that house, in the palatial estate that belonged to her maternal grandparents, she's now the sole Yoreshes. It's managed by her father on her behalf, but Lamaisa, it's a Yerusha that's aimed for her. Over this, since she has a father, her chotzer wouldn't be kind of her. The Chavitz would be Hefka, somebody else could come pick it up. The Chavitz would be Hefka, that would be the Psak of the Nemuki Yosef, brought down Halacha by the Rambam.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.